just joined our call today, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Well, Rob, how we doing?
I'm fine. Certainly a tough one for your guys on Saturday with a bunch of miscues that lead to a 38-14 loss. Just give me your feelings and analysis on the game after looking back at some film.
Well, probably a story of two halves and probably a story of the whole season. You know, right now we can't get out of our own way in a lot of ways. Did some good things early in the game in the first half. You know, did some bad things. Turned the ball over on a high snap from center, down 7-0. Our defense goes out, plays their tails off, forces a field goal, makes it 10-0. Come back in the rest of the half. I thought we played very well on both sides of the ball. Had a really nice drive for a touchdown, make it 10-7. Evan Gray, who I thought had probably his best game of the year, you know, he ran with a great pad lean, did some really good things. I thought we blocked a little bit better in the offensive front. And so it's 10-7. They get the ball back. We go 3-and-out, get them the punt. And on the first play, with about 1:08 left in the half, try to throw a screen. And their defensive end, I mean, it makes a terrific play on the screen, intercepts the pass. They get the next play, touchdown, and it's 17-7. And then you come out and, you know, you've just been playing pretty well. Get the second half start a little bit. And, you know, just things snowball. You get a block punt. Got a kickoff return for a touchdown. They had their hands team out there on the kickoff return. We came down, hit the guy. Looked like he's out of bounds. Everybody stopped. Adley takes off and runs for a terrific play by that kid, and they score a touchdown, you know. And you sit there and you keep watching things like this happen, and, you know, we got to correct some stuff. We got to get better. Thought we fought pretty well, did what we needed to do, but, again, against a good team like Delaware, can't make those miscues in fumbles and interceptions and block punts, missed field goals and things like that. Just not conducive to winning football right now, and that's the struggle we're at.
How hard is that from a coaching standpoint? Because, you know, statistically you guys did a great job against them, but when the big plays, the turnovers, the block punts, the returns, the strange stuff like that happens, how do you address that as a coach, and how do you fix that stuff?
Well, first of all, you got to go back and just check what you're doing on all special teams and take a look. You know, we missed the field goal. We get the punt blocked, and there was nothing spectacular that happened on the punt block except for we didn't protect the way we need to protect. You know, the kickoff return, god dang, man, you know, you just watch the whole thing happen, and it's surreal. You know, there are three guys there, they bang him, he runs into him, you think he steps out of bounds, everybody stops, and he takes off down the sideline and goes. You know, it's just something, and what I mean by it's just something, you've got to find a way to look at what you're doing, how you're doing it, and see if, you know, you're doing everything you can, both as a coach and a player, to get this thing rectified. We're working at it. Guys got to keep chopping away at it.
You mentioned that drive in the second quarter, 15 plays on it, 70 yards. What did you do well on that drive that maybe you weren't able to do later on in the game?
Well, we mixed both the run and the pass. I thought Trevor did a nice job getting the ball to the open space guys. Our offensive line did a nice job of blocking people. We stayed on. And then Evan broke tackles when he was running, ran hard, you know. And the thing about it is that you look at that drive, and, you know, you look at some of the stuff in the Stony Brook game, you look at those things. When you're doing those things, you're a good enough football team to win games. When you're doing those other things, you're not a good enough football team to win games, and you cannot give other people opportunities, you know, with fumbles and interceptions, and you can't give them opportunities to special teams when you're struggling. And it just multiplies and snowballs and runs downhill, and that's what's happening right now.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Defensively, kind of, you know, you see 38 points, you think, I must have struggled defensively. You hold Delaware to 177 yards, only 83 on the ground. Just what did you do well on that side of the ball?
Plugged our gaps, tackled well, did a nice job doing it. You know, the tough thing, they were 7-for-10 in passes, and two of their passes were for touchdowns. Another one was for a huge third down conversion. You know, it's frustrating. I thought we played better on the defensive side. Again, you know, we show signs of knowing what to do and how to do it. I just don't do it consistently. And when we do it consistently, we get three and outs. We do it consistently, we get turnovers. We scored on defense with a good sack, pick, strap, fumble, Kyle Reiser. But, you know, Evan Horn, Quinlan Dean, and Elijah Lewis all played well for us this weekend. We just got to keep finding, keep plugging, keep chopping.
How good I know Kyle Reiser is a guy that has battled some injuries. How nice to see him have a big play and a scoop and score there.
Yeah, you know, it was good for Kyle. You know, it was funny. We were talking about it yesterday. I was just chuckling at him. You know, here's a kid who came off a severe knee injury, just a horrific knee injury last year. Missed the first four or five games and has played the last four games. It's done very, very well. And, you know, the old man was chugging along on the touchdown. Josh Kane, you know, the defensive end, made a nice block for him. You know, it was good to see Kyle. Kyle's a deserving kid and played very, very well on Saturday. And again, you know, just frustrating because we're not playing consistent.
Yeah, it's on the road this week to Villanova. Just as you've started to take a look at Villanova, talk about some of the challenges that they present.
Well, I think it all starts on the offensive side of the ball with their quarterback. Zaxman, who's been here for a bunch of years, he is a terrific leader over there. He knows what they want. He does what they need to do, puts the ball on places. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I know he hasn't been playing lately, but I got a feeling he's going to play against us from what I'm hearing. I think Aaron Forbes, the running back, you know, is a physical runner at 5'10", 220 pounds. I think their skill is good on the offensive side of the ball. And then defensively, I think what they've done over the years with their 3-3 stack, you know, Joe Traynor's run the show over there. You know, Steve runs the show over there at linebacker. He's a terrific linebacker. I like Johnson, their defensive end. And then, you know, Roll, their safety, number four, hell of a player. They're well coached. They do things offensively that stretch a defense with all their RPOs, their play pass, their multiple formation, multiple people to touch it. You know, they're playing well on special teams. You know, they got bit by an injury bug. Their number one quarterback goes down. They still play hard and get games and do it. You know, we're going on the road to a tough place with an off week. Going to be a real tough game, but we got to find a way.
Do you see some parallels? Obviously, Villanova's an awful good team to be sitting 0-4 in the conference. I know you feel like your team is better than sitting 0-4 in the conference. Do you see some parallels between the two you guys?
Yeah, yes and no. You know, I think they played a little bit better than we have. You know, you watch the scores, you watch the tape, you see both sides of the ball. I think they played and been doing it. You know, I think they got three wins for a reason. I think they're not jealous. They beat Temple. You know, we have some things we got to cure to go down there and play them and give them all they got. So I'll know more after Saturday, Rob. But I feel probably they're a better football team than we are right now. We just got to go play.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, Rob.